suppose you don't feel so good here. You say you're sick.
Yes, I'm sick in the stomach. Right? Uh-huh. Right in here would be the stomach.
Okay. In the old days, when...
You gotta help me, you know.
Uh-huh.
Help me. Well, I'll let you all have it.
After a wedding in the old days, when you wanted to play tricks on the bride and groom, what did you used to call that? The cowbell and ring it? And what would they used to call that?
People from having temples and things like that made to get a whole lot of foolishness they used to carry on. People used to let the bride and the groom marry, and the groom didn't go in the room, you know, until the bride went in and stripped and put on her clothes. And then afterwards, the groom went in. You see?
I see.
Yes, and they got to doing this, Chris did that, you know? And them boys got to beat the hell out of them in there. And quit it, so I'll let you see what you see.
I see, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever call that a serenade?
If it was, it was a good one.
A good one? Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a chivalry or calisthenics?
On the kitchen. Yep. On
or was it mostly called a serenade? Make a lot of noise and ring bells and things.
They do something now to ring the bell. Little girl, you could hear it now. It's a cricket.
You got a
gold gun. My voice now. You got a cricket. That hollers, this little brown thing. But you can hear it.
Uh-huh.
You don't see him right there.
You know how long.
But him. So we can hear him band tonight.
Yo, we had a bucket full of them.
What are, how do you, sometimes people try to scare children by saying, you better be good or what'll get you?
The devil.
The
booger man, they say.
And if you have to carry a heavy suitcase from here over to that house, you might say, well, I'm glad I don't have to watch this very far.
Yes, right.
What would you say? I'm glad I don't have to.
Totally in the phone.
And little things with a hard shell that they draw in their feet and head when you scare them. No.
Cooter.
Yeah. Cooter lives where?
The
water or in the land?
Anywhere.
The cooter will go in the water or the land.
Yeah,
if he lives mostly on land, what do you call him?
Yeah, well,
we call him a
gopher. But they made just alike, almost. But it's a gopher. Gopher makes holes in the ground and...
What do you call the intestines of a hog that you could eat?
Gut?
Chitlin?
No, I say chitlin. But you ain't washed them, I didn't wash them chitlin.
Do you have flat-bottom boats here?
Yes, they have them, because there's something out down on the bulkhead and we out down on the way to schools and things.
Do you have a name for those in the old days?
Well, I suppose that you call them boats and canoes.
You ever call them a bateau?
Well, they did, but they didn't never bat nowhere before you could kill them with that bat.
Aye. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase.
And if a woman's wearing some beads around her neck, you might say, my, that's a pretty what?
Necklace.
Or a pretty what of beads?
Color.